This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231 as we launch here into the second hour of the program. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Still to come, the latest on the swine flu scare. They are in various different places around the country talking about quarantining people, passing a legislation that will make things life very difficult on people who don't want to go along with their little swine flu vaccination processes and things like that. We're going to share some of that with you here in a little bit, and we'll take your calls about anything. In fact, we're going to start with your calls by going to Frank in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Good afternoon, or I should say good evening, gentlemen.
Indeed.
Yeah, I wanted to just agree with what you said about the squalene. It's bad in the system, and it's bad within olive oil and, you know, on tossed salads and things. Equally bad. But a little bit of humor there, but I guess very little. Secondly,
apparently we don't get the squalene jokes around here.
Okay.
But actually, squalene, if you put it in your salad, it's not nearly as harmful as if you inject it into your veins.
That's, is that right?
Yeah, it actually is fairly benign if you were to put it on your skin or something. But injected in the body, it creates a very intense autoimmune reaction.
That's
which
true.
An overreaction, which actually does harm healthy cells.
Yeah, and if you ingest it on the salad, it does that too. But anyhow, the point I wanted to raise is the big news that the media really isn't covering regarding Beijing Central Bank and their six major trading companies stating they would default on state-owned derivatives in their state-owned portfolios. That is creating tremendous dismay with the bankers and central bankers around the world and the financial institutes, the institutions that trade those
leveraged
commodities.
What does that mean?
Well, I think we're going to see in Pittsburgh at the G8 summit in September, later this month, after that financial fallout, and I think that's going to trigger the collapse that I had been talking about since March.
The collapse
of the world economy? Pardon me?
The collapse of the world economy?
Yeah, but primarily our economy, since we tended to have created those derivative instruments. So it's going to be really bad, and it'll probably mean a complete, you know, deflation of our currency and a very quick one.
What's the best thing that someone can do?
Because right now Beijing has already made arrangements with Russia and several other non-aligned nations to have a secondary currency and a basket currency that could be used to offset contracts. So in a sense, I think the U.S. and the United Kingdom, but primarily the United States, is toast. And it'll be very interesting to watch what's going to happen over the next 90 days.
So,
but,
Frank,
I agree with you, Frank.
Before you go on, Frank, what can I do to protect myself and my family in this circumstance?
I don't think you can really do much of anything
at
this point. Except, I don't know, maybe take some money out of the bank, because if this does happen, we'll have a bank holiday, and people, I assume we're going to have IMF restrictions as were imposed upon Chile and Argentina four times over the last 60 years.
When the IMF came in
and sort of totally restructured the economy, and expect for, you know, large blocks of valuable resources and minerals, commodities, and really good real estate to be sold to, you know, sovereign wealth trust funds that are tax exempt, and those nations that are holding the trillions and trillions of U.S. dollars, such as China, Japan, a number of other nations. What's interesting, I find right now, the Treasury Department and the IMF sort of underreporting the amount of U.S. dollars that are being held. But if you go to the BIS, the Bank of International Settlements, you get a more realistic picture. That's all I want to say.
Well, I'm glad you've taken the time to do those things, Frank, because I don't know if I would be able to comprehend all
of
the things.
No, I sound like Cassandra tonight, but I just want to tell the people, if they do lose their financial assets, not to really worry, because if they held them and we go through massive hyperinflation and deflation, it's going to be kind of nasty anyway. So basically, just sort of, you know, make sure the refrigerator is stocked, get some good books to read, and don't be willing to, you know, jump out the window if you lose your job. I mean, right now, without our industrial base, we're cooked. And it's going to be historically very interesting to watch this. This is a once-in-lifetime looting of the wealth of a great industrial nation as sort of empire. And
well, the looting has been going on for a long time.
It has been. It has been going on for a long time, and most definitely since the mid-1970s when the deindustrialization of this nation began.
Thanks, Frank, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Wayne, I mean, as kind of the resident financial guru here on the show, your thoughts on what Frank's analysis?
You know, I saw the story, and I thought the same thing. I thought, oh, this is not good. And when you you consider that there's all these derivatives, they call them, they're sort of bets where it's a security that derives its value from something else. And many have said, who are pretty informed, that if you look at the ones above board and below board, the secret ones, there's over $1.2 quadrillion worth of derivatives out there. And about 2 years ago, Warren Buffett even said that they were weapons of financial mass destruction, because he could see that it was a ticking time bomb as well. So all these bets are all going to blow up, just like what you saw with subprime mortgages. But this is bigger. This is a bigger bubble. This is huge. And the fact that you have someone like China, who holds a lot of U.S. dollars and U.S. dollar assets, saying, you know what, we don't like this. This is a rigged game, and we're not playing anymore. That can send shockwaves throughout the entire derivatives market and create havoc. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. But we're at such a fragile point right now with our financial system that any little wave could set the thing tipping over.
I'd also like to point out that it is a resilient financial system that has managed to overcome quite a few bumps throughout the years, and many of the bears have predicted bad things along the way. I'm not saying that I don't think it's a good idea to have some canned food in the house, because I do. And I'm not saying I don't think it's a good idea to, you know, have a little garden going, because, for one, the food's just a heck of a lot better than that crap you eat at the grocery store. I think that those are good. I have that. It's all you have to do to have all the potatoes you'll ever need is take a bag of potatoes from the grocery store. What's it cost? $5? Quarter them, throw them out in a blank piece of land, put some hay over them, and you'll have more potatoes you can eat in that year. So you can handle these things, and your mortgage likely won't be a real problem unless you've got one of those adjustable rate arms. I don't think they're going to be able to come and confiscate those houses fast enough. They've got so many houses on the market right now that they're not getting anything for them. They're not kicking anybody out.
There's millions of houses that are empty that aren't even on the market yet, too.
So, the important stuff is food for your family, shelter, and all those other things. And I think now is not the time to go out and spend a bunch of money.
Maybe yes, absolutely.
That new pickup truck, this flat screen TV, maybe now is not the time to get it.
But, you know, if you have some money, there are some things you can do. For example, there's some huge incentives right now on solar panels. If you can put some solar panels and batteries in your house, I was looking in here in New Hampshire, an $18,000 2-kilowatt system, your net cost after all the incentives and rebates is $2,200.
It's not bad.
It's not bad at all. Even the power companies are giving dollar incentives, and then not to mention the fact
because
that your power bill will be lower. So if you've got some money and you don't want to see it go down the drain in value, you know, buy some things that are worth something that can help you.
Well, this is why I've been advocating gold and silver. The fact is, I think that people will continue to want that. Sure, if the dollar tanks, many numismatic coins will not be worth as much, but they're not going to diminish in value at the breakneck speed that the Federal Reserve note will.
And as far as if things get really bad, and I'm with you, Mark, in that I'm a pretty optimistic guy when it comes to the economy.
So I'm not. I think you guys see me as a bear right now, but I'm a bear for a reason. I'm inherently an optimistic person, and I know this will pass. But right now, when I look at the fundamentals of the economy, when I look at the fact that there are too many consumers of wealth and not enough creators of wealth, and that trend has been going on for a while, but it's increasing right now. When you see that, there's no possible way you can logically be bullish on the economy right now.
I can tell you that Jason Osborne, the main sponsor of the show, feels the same way as Wayne does, that it's, you know, like the economy's in the crap can, and it's probably not coming out.
Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. How are you preparing, if you are preparing at all, for an unexpected change? Although I guess some people are expecting the worst. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out, pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now, and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. You can see them over at shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com. And check out the Lowcountry Liberty Report. He's a Ridleyographer from Savannah, Georgia, and he focuses on pro-freedom issues from around the country. Liberty-oriented reports for liberty-minded folk. He doesn't pretend to be unbiased in reporting and tries to add some humor to his reports, so find his videos at lclreport.com. That's the Lowcountry Liberty Report, lclreport.com. So we get to your phone calls about whatever you want. Jeff is in Texas, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeff.
Yeah, hi. I'd just like to talk about our wonderful, compassionate president and his upcoming effort to address directly the school children of our nation and tell them how wonderful it's going to be to take the flu shot.
That's very charitable of you.
Yeah,
well,
he says
it's about staying in school, not about a flu shot.
No, it's about understanding the chain of authority. It doesn't go from God to the parents to the children. It goes from Lucifer to Obama to the children. And that's what I'm so happy about.
Okay, well, here's my issue with this whole controversy of these people saying they're going to pull their kids out of school. Do we lose him? Are you there? I think we lost him.
Okay.
Anyway, here's my issue with this is that, great, yeah, okay, sure, Obama, dear leader, it's kind of creepy that he's addressing the school children. No doubt about it. I'm with you. But what I don't understand is the willful ignorance on part of these folks to just pretend like this is brand new. Like this kind of stuff, oh, this never happened before. Obama's a bad man. But we got to get this socialist indoctrination out of the schools. Oh, but it's happening all along. It's been happening for decades. The government schools have a vested interest in teaching your kids that government is great. And government is either usually in this country operating on a kind of a fascistic basis or a socialistic basis. So you've been having young people in America being indoctrinated with all kinds of poisonous ideas from the government schools. Does it really make it that much worse that it's Obama who's going to be doing it for 10
minutes? For some people it does.
Or 12 minutes or however long the speech is going to end up being?
For some people, it does. For some people, it's about the party that's really the issue, not how big the government is.
That's right. Back in the early 90s, when George Herbert Walker Bush did it, supposedly, I'm sure the Republicans had no problem with it.
Right.
Because their guy was talking to the kids.
But now it's this kind of this continuing mantra that you're hearing from the so-called conservatives out there about how now it's a socialist country. Since Obama's won.
There's no guarantee that the caller was trying to say that.
I know that. I'm not talking about him. He's gone. But this is kind of a mentality that you're hearing out there amongst the conservative talk show hosts who all of a sudden have found the ideas of liberty again. Whereas,
it's amazing how quickly they have.
You know, 2 years ago, they were all in
Club
favor
Gitmo,
of...
baby.
Right.
Butcher them all.
Right. They were exactly.
And they thought the Patriot Act was wonderful. And now it's being used against people like them. Isn't that ironic?
That's how it tends to work. If you intend to control others, you'll find yourself being controlled. And here you have these people coming to a correct conclusion. Yes, Obama is, you know, in favor of socialism, but he's probably also in favor of fascism to some extent. And so that's all true, but it's not just happening on one day. I mean, wake up.
Mm-hmm.
The government school system is designed to turn your kids into obedient little serfs that will just go along with whatever it is that they're told. Oh, whatever it is the president tells you or the man with the badge, you need to do what he says. And that stuff has been going on forever. So if you're upset about Obama speaking to your kids, you really should be more concerned with what's happening the other 179 days during the school year. But parents don't know. They're not there. How can they know what's happening? And well, I remember what it was like when I came home from school. My parents asked me, so how was school today?
School sucks.
Or it was okay. What'd you learn? I don't know.
Did you have a goatee back then?
But I guess it would depend on how old I was. But what I'm trying to get at here is that how are you supposed to know as a parent what kind of curriculum is happening unless you're actually reading all of the handouts and you're parsing through every little bit of information that you can possibly get your hands on from your kids? You can't. So what you have to just understand is that the system exists for a purpose. And it's been really pretty successful in achieving that purpose. And the purpose is to create a docile class of obedient people. So if that bothers you, then do what I suggested earlier and get your kids the hell out of the government schools and never return. Here's another example of what's going on in your government schools, in these government schools. From USA Today, I mentioned this on the Saturday show, we never got to it. Anyone tempted to ignore the 2010 census will have a tough time doing it, especially if they have kids in school. The government has launched Census in Schools, an all-out campaign targeting superintendents, principals, teachers, students, and indirectly parents. As schools open across the nation this month and the next, the message, the census is coming. And here's why everyone should care. The goal is to send posters, teaching guides, maps, lesson plans to every school in the nation. Puerto Rico and U.S. island territories, and Puerto Rico and island, to encourage everyone to participate in the national count. Of course, we all know it's more than just a national count. There are several questions that they ask now on the U.S. Census. But nonetheless, the materials will land in more than 118,000 schools and reach 56 million students. Chief of the Census Schools Program, Renee Copeland, says it's great to reach the children because children are such strong voices in their homes. Children. In households that are linguistically isolated, they can express the information to their parents.
Linguistically isolated. Isn't that an interesting term?
Does that mean they only speak one language?
It means they haven't been indoctrinated as well as the kids in the schools are.
The school effort is more ambitious than in 2000, the last time the government set out to count everyone. At that time, teachers had to request the material, and it was only available in print. Now the kits and lessons will arrive in every school, and lesson plans can be downloaded online, where they'll be available in 28 languages. Lesson plans about the census. What do you think that's going to be like? You think they'll be teaching the kids, now kids, the census was originally formed to discover what the amount of population was in the country so we can determine how many representatives and all that people are supposed to have. But now we've asked more of our citizens. We've asked for your parents to answer these very, very important questions that we need to know. And, of course, your privacy will be respected. So don't worry. Tell your parents not to worry about the information they're giving out here, but to have them fill out every single one of the questions because it's very, very important. It's important to this country that your parents participate 100%, kids, and don't let them get away with not filling out those forms.
Well, and if your parents are, you know, they're slow to fill out the form, you just need to let one of us know and we'll take care of it. I mean, tell me, they've already done things like kids snitching
on their pot-smoking parents?
All kinds of different, and zoning violations?
Yes, the zoning enforcers. They've got the program in, I think it was Kentucky, where they were turning seven-year-olds, second graders, into little snitch squads. Like, if you saw your neighbors with their grass growing too high, or an old wheelbarrow out in the front of their yard that's rotting or something, you could snitch them out to the little snitch squad line. And then they give him a candy bar or something like that. 800-259-9231. There's a little more to this story about what they're intending to do with your kids if they are in government schools. It's Free Talk Live.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Finally, in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreen Clean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreen Clean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreen Clean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreen Clean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreen Clean. It cleans anything.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
And we invite you online to freetalklive.com. We have the wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Go to wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com, and get interactive, wiki.freetalklive.com.
If you don't like taking a vitamin and an antioxidant every morning, well, I've got a product for you. It's called Choose for Health Superfruit Complex. I've been taking it for probably a couple of months now. And it's a chewable vitamin that contains goji, mangosteen, acai, and nani fruit. And these four superfruits are considered by many experts to be some of the most nutrient-rich fruits the world has to offer. And they're great antioxidants. Just if you want a free week, just call 800-219-8874. That's 800-219-8874. Choose for health, and you get a free week, as all you have to do is pay for shipping and handling.
So the census, they are preparing for this. The 2010 census, people have been going door-to-door, checking people's houses. The bureaucrats, they've hired bureaucrats to go around and verify that your house is there and GPS coordinated and stuff like that.
They came and did my door.
That's already been happening. Now the story is about the census in schools bureaucracy, which is a campaign they've created, a government program, essentially, they've created at the federal level to reach out to school children and get them excited about getting their parents to participate in the 2010 census. Because To the government, your children, they're tools.
They're an asset.
Your children are a tool to be exploited.
By the tools.
To utilize your children for their purposes. And their purpose is to, well, you know, get people to be obedient and get them to do as they are told to do. And so if, you know, the kids are coming home from school and saying, Mommy, Daddy, we were told that we're going to save the earth by recycling, so you better recycle. Hey, don't throw that plastic bottle away. You need to recycle that. I mean, the constant harping by kids on their parents like that is very, it's a very effective technique.
Yep.
Oh, well, you know, I haven't been to school in 20 years. I mean, this recycling thing must have something to it. They told little Johnny about it in school, so, you know, maybe we should be recycling here. And, of course, as it turns out, recycling, for the most part, is a very wasteful process that actually ends up, the process of, for instance, extracting the print from the paper that you recycle is a very dirty, nasty, chemically not so clean process, and it costs more money to recycle these products than to make them from scratch in the first place. We could go down that road if we wanted to, but the point is there are very few things that's actually profitable to recycle, and that means that recycling for the most part is a big scam.
Yep.
So, but Totosex,
however, they take the little bits of the Volkswagen engine. It's not entirely metal, although it's metally plasticky stuff, and they make the product completely out of it.
Well, we'll talk about Totosex in a little while, but what I'm saying here is that kids are being used. And they're being taken advantage of because they don't know better, right? Kids don't know better. Sure, they could go on the internet today, unlike, you know, before, where you'd have to go to some library and poke around through encyclopedias to find information. Kids can have easy access to the internet, and they could go and research the claims their teachers are making and rebut them and, you know, do their due diligence.
Their teachers could go and research the claims. The teachers, they're just as indoctrinated as anyone else.
Right, but that's not what kids are trained to do. They're trained to accept the teacher's word at face value.
Parrot it and then write it down on a test.
Exactly. And in this case, bring it home to the parents. There's a little more to this story here from USA Today where they're going to be sending out materials to 118,000 schools to attempt to reach every single child in the government school system, so in the hopes that they will encourage their parents to participate. The Constitution mandates a complete population count every 10 years. The tally down to the city block helps redraw political boundaries and determine states' representation in Congress and the distribution of more than $400 billion in federal funds to state and local governments every year. The Associate Director for Partnership Development at the National Head Start Association says it's extremely important for us, saying that Head Start families have been undercounted and this has had a negative effect on their communities. This is a group that promotes school readiness for low-income children and their families. Between January and March, the Census Bureau will help plan a week of census indoctrination. Come on, that's what it really is. They're calling it census education, but it's indoctrination to get people to participate. During Census Week, teachers will devote 15 minutes every single day for 5 days to the topic by discussing such things as civic participation, confidentiality, or geography. Beginning in mid-March, more than 120 million census questionnaires will be delivered to residential addresses. But it gets better. The Census Bureau is partnering with Sesame Street to extend the 2010 census message to preschoolers and adult caregivers.
Come and play, everything's A-OK.
Are they going to make census songs and things like that for kids to get excited about?
They're going to come count Big Bird in his big nest there on Sesame Street.
And he's going to tell you all about how he reduced his carbon footprint.
Yeah. I wonder if they're going to count Mr. Snuffleupagus, because not everybody can see him, you know.
Well, then there's two people inside him, so will he count as one or two? Under consideration, using Sesame Street characters on census materials and having characters participate in school events and public service announcements. You know, maybe they'd actually get better results from the census if the actual census that went out had a picture of Big Bird on the front. You know, I mean, what American adult, at least in, Generation X, is not familiar with these characters. Certainly the parents of Generation X would be familiar with them. So a lot of people in America are pretty familiar with the Sesame Street characters. Maybe they'd get a better return as far as the amount of people participating if each character, the characters from Sesame Street were on each page of the census, you know, with a cute little quote about why they should, you know, you should be a good citizen and fill this out.
Yeah, the kid would probably fill it out for the parents, so it would kind of be like them ratting out their parents because they could write all this stuff down.
They totally could do that.
Elmo voted in the third person.
You know, that could be they could turn it into a homework assignment, Wayne, and it could basically be, okay, kids, the census went out this week. Your parents should have one of them at home. I don't know how they deliver. Do they put it in your mailbox? Does it come by postal mail, or does the actual census worker come by and drop it off on your front door? I've never actually had to deal with this before.
I would think they would send them to your mailbox, and then the people that were slated for the special extra census questionnaire thing that they do would probably just, they'd be waiting around for their census worker to come.
Well, yeah, and if you don't return it, then they will send you someone to visit you and ask you to finish it up. I'm sure they'll try to threaten you, but as we've seen, it's
the old cloaked threats.
Yeah.
Daddy has a machine gun. Whoops.
So what they could do is they could say, all right, kids, well,
census workers in the basement.
We've talked about the census, and now it's time. Your parents have the census at home this week, so keep your eyes open on your mailbox and make sure that you grab that when it comes in. And then this is your homework assignment for the week, kids. Go ahead and fill out the census for your parents. Ask your parents the questions and fill it out. You know, they totally could do that.
Because parents aren't that smart. You kids are pretty smart because you go to school. But a lot of parents, they haven't gone to school in a long time, and they're not very smart.
Yeah, well, I don't know if they'll use those exact terms, but it's pretty disturbing. So I just wanted to share that with you as an example, as yet another example in the unending cavalcade of examples coming from the government schools of how it is that the government is utilizing your children, if they're in government schools, against you.
No wonder the people who lived in the Soviet Union are so freaked out who live here now.
No, yeah.
Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. Are you guys going to participate in the census?
I think that if I do get the census, I might very well, you know, the only answer that I'm going to give to the census is 3.
So you are participating?
I don't know. I haven't really come up, you know, like, it might be spur of the moment for me.
I am not going to participate. I don't acknowledge the legitimacy of the federal government. I didn't sign that contract. The Constitution is not binding
me. They certainly aren't sticking by it.
Right. They don't stick by it, so why should I, right?
Yeah.
I didn't sign it in the first place. They swore an oath to it. They swore that they would uphold and defend and all of that Constitution.
Yeah,
obviously
the Constitution doesn't bind citizens anyway. So.
What about you, Wayne? You filling out that one question?
Count. I'll give them the count.
You will?
Yeah.
All right. Good little citizens. Do what you're told.
Please.
Don't hurt me, mister. 1-800-259-9231. All right. Enough with the census. There's more. The story coming out of Massachusetts about the swine flu situation. They're prepping up for possible mandatory vaccinations, possible quarantining. And what are they going to do? We'll give you some of the details coming up here. Take your calls about anything as well. 800-259-9231. And then 10 things to be excited and happy about. We'll get to that, hopefully.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Share it with us at 800-259-9231. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Tonight, Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got archives, the bulletin board system, and more. It's all free for you at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program and you want to help support the show, you can become an amplifier. For as little as $3 a month, we'll take that money and reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, and bring more internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up for as little as $3 a month. Get perks too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. It's all there for you at amp.freetalklive.com. And Audible.com is the internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment. You can listen whenever and wherever you want, just like a podcast. Audible has over 60,000 titles from which to choose, and every genre, Audible has it covered. Get your free audiobook download today. If you go to audiblepodcast.com/FTL, that's audiblepodcast.com/FTL, get your free audiobook. We continue here. More news about the swine flu situation, which to me doesn't really seem like much of a situation. It's people getting the flu. So it's just a variant on the flu. In fact, as some have pointed out, far fewer people have perished as a result of the swine flu than the actual regular flu that most people are used to dealing with. So why all of the hubbub? Why all of the fear-mongering on this?
Well, they're afraid it's going to mutate into something more deadly. And, flus do mutate, and that's the other fallacy behind the vaccines, because the vaccines are designed to address a certain...
One iteration?
Yes, a certain strain of it. But when you have multiple, maybe hundreds or thousands of strains of it, then it really doesn't protect you at all. So then you're just very limited protection.
Then you're just taking yourself and putting yourself at risk by taking the vaccine and possibly having some sort of negative side effect. When in point of fact, as you're saying here, it might not even vaccinate you successfully.
Exactly. There are other ways you can protect yourself from the flu, and vaccination theory is one theory that's out, that's been out there for some time, and it's a very commercially popular and commercially successful theory.
Well, sure. Don't Americans just want the easy pop your pill and then you're done kind of solution?
They do.
That's basically what the vaccine is. Hey, just take this vaccine and you're done. What are some of the other solutions you're saying are out there?
Well, keeping your immune system strong. For example, not getting run down, getting enough sleep every night, trying to get to bed at the same time every mm-hmm. night and get up the same time. That helps a lot in keeping your immune system strong. In the summertime, we get vitamin D from the sun, but in the wintertime, you don't. So some people suggest taking vitamin D in the wintertime, too.
Why would the sun not give you vitamin D during the wintertime?
There isn't any in New Hampshire during the winter.
Well, there's
what are you talking about?
It's overcast almost all winter long.
That's not true.
And then you have to get... What?
You're not out as much, though, in the wintertime.
I sit here and I look outside all day long.
You are not a poster child for vitamin D, my friend.
I'm just saying to you, it's not like the sun stops giving people vitamin D during the wintertime.
It has a heck of a lot more atmosphere between it and you during the winter because it has a different, it has a longer angle. People take vitamin D during the winter for good reason.
Like, I can understand if you're saying...
You don't live in Florida anymore,
I can understand if what you're saying is it's overcast, and so the sun's not getting through at all. But if it's a sunny day during the winter, you're saying you're not getting vitamin D?
You are getting some vitamin D.
From you?
You are getting... Yeah. The sun is weaker at that point.
It is weaker.
I am saying that.
It's lower in the sky. It's not out as long.
Okay.
You're not getting, there's not as much availability of sun, even on a sunny day in the wintertime. So there
those are all true. But if the sun is out and you're out in the sun, are you not getting vitamin D?
You're going to get some, but not as much. See, the sun is not as intense in the winter as it is in the summer here.
I see.
And obviously not as plentiful. But aside from not getting run down and vitamin D, there are other things you can do. But I personally don't believe in vaccination theory. Some people might, and it's your prerogative. Just don't force me your theories on me. That's
well,
all,
they may be forcing you, Wayne. According to WorldNet Daily, they are saying here, Chelsea Schilling writing that a pandemic response bill is currently making its way through the Massachusetts state legislature. Would allow authorities to forcefully quarantine citizens in the event of a health emergency. Also, they'll be able to compel health providers to vaccinate citizens, authorize forceful entry into private dwellings, and destruction of citizen property, and impose fines on citizens for non-compliance.
Well, we could have quite a few vaccination refugees coming up to New Hampshire to get away from that.
Wouldn't that be great? If citizens refuse to comply with isolation or quarantine orders in the event of a health emergency, they may be imprisoned for up to 30 days and fined $1,000 per day.
Per day.
If the violation continues.
Isn't that interesting? They want to put you in with other people in a cell where you could spread it or mutate the thing further.
One of the dirtiest places you can be as far as bugs and those kind of things.
Is a prison.
Jail.
Pandemic Response Bill 2028 was passed by the Massachusetts Senate on April 28th and is now awaiting approval in the House. As stated in the bill, upon declaration by the governor that an emergency exists that's considered detrimental to public health, or upon declaration of a state of emergency, a local public health authority with approval of the commissioner may exercise the following authorities. So here you go. To require the owner or occupier of a premises to permit entry into and investigation of the premises. Fourth Amendment. What was that Bill of Rights here? Let's see. Fourth Amendment. I know that no one cares about it anymore, but just, for fun. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches. Oh, there's that word, unreasonable. See, it's your interpretation that it's unreasonable, but it's their interpretation that it is, and they run the courts.
It's a pandemic.
Your interpretation doesn't effing matter.
Nope.
They have interpreted that it's reasonable for them to say, open up. We've got a quarantine order. You will allow us to search this house or we're taking you to a prison cell.
Yeah.
So that's how
it's an emergency, right?
Well, they're giving you two choices, either get the jab or go to quarantine or go to jail or whatever. And
not necessarily just this isn't just about getting the jab. This is if they decide to quarantine, they could just come on into your home. Whether or not you've been jabbed or not, you could say, well, no, I've already been shot. You might be harboring someone who hasn't. We need to check all the identifications of the people within this house to make sure that they're all been, they've all been safetified.
Go ahead with the third option, though.
Well, there is a third option, and I agree with that. The natural, what's it called, Natural Solutions USA or something.com, they're saying, you know, self-quarantine, voluntary self-quarantine is really the best solution. If there really is a harmful pandemic, then that's where you want to be. You want to be home, and you want to keep away from everybody else. That's the safest place you can be for the public as well as yourself.
I'd like to mention this segment of the show is sponsored by The Stand and the Andromeda Strain. Go out and buy these books about pandemics today.
Oh, by the way, the website was healthfreedomusa.org.
You don't have to buy the book, Mark. You could get one for free at audiblepodcast.com/FTL, presuming it's in the inventory.
I bet you it is.
The Andromeda Strain's a pretty popular book.
Can you imagine The Stand at audible.com? I wonder how many hours of...
that's Stephen King, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a gigantic, gigantic book. And there's an unabridged version that came out about 10 or 15 years ago.
So there's more here, and there's a lot more, in fact, to this pandemic response bill. I'll bring that back around. Let's go to your calls first. Julie is in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Ladies first. Julie.
Hi, guys. How are you?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, you know, I just wanted to bring up the issue with the vaccines, and I'm kind of along the lines with you. My two children are not vaccinated. They're delayed selective vaccines, and there's absolutely no way that they're going to get that swine flu vaccine.
Yes, there is a way. They'll take you and put you in a prison cell.
There's not enough of them to do it.
Well, you know what? They could go ahead and take me and put me in a prison cell. I'm okay with that. There's no way that they're going to stick my children. You know what? Both my girls, they're young, 4 and 1. They're not in school. If for some reason we do get infected with swine flu, which I don't think is possible, we stay pretty healthy. We stay out of areas that are germified. I really don't predict a way that they could tell that we have swine flu since we're not in school yet. I mean, unless you guys could think of another way. We may or may not go to the doctor. The doctor knows how I feel about vaccinations.
Mm-hmm.
North Carolina has a philosophical and medical exemption, no religious exemption. In my mind, philosophical and religious exemptions are very similar.
Yeah.
I mean, they really can't question your religious beliefs. There's no way that's going to happen. You know, I also wanted to bring up the fact
that... I hope you're right.
I really hope so,
according to a story I have here, the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services released a draft isolation order that would provide for imprisonment for up to 2 years and pretrial detention without bail for any citizen who fails to comply with an isolation order, whatever that means.
Oh, boy.
You can't leave your house.
That's better than
regardless of the law, if we get the swine flu, if we get the flu, if we get the cold, we don't really go out anywhere anyways. I mean, I'm not going to abide by an isolation rule or law or whatever they may try to impose on me, but I'm also not going to leave the house. None of us are going to feel up to it. I have a great support network that if I need something, someone can bring it to me. No one's going to feel up to leaving, which...
I say good on you. I mean, if you're going to refuse to obey, that's what I think is really important, and I hope that more people will join you in refusing.
Including a lot of doctors and nurses are refusing to comply with this.
Excellent. Thank you, Julie, for the call. Hour 3 is coming up. We'll continue this in moments.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.